Good morning. It's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Rebecca McFarland, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Today we're continuing the history of extension. Let's go ahead and get into it.
We are. So 3 weeks ago on my program, I talked about the first part of the history of extension, and today's part two. And I had shared 3 weeks ago that we actually had a chamber coffee in the month of June here at the Ottawa office and had an excellent turnout. But I started that chamber coffee with just some information about the history of extension, because many people don't recognize or don't realize that we've been around for over 100 years. And so I think it's important for people to understand our roots. So I went into extension from the time it first became an organization or entity to World War II. And so now we're going to talk about post-World War II and today as well. So extension's role in extending new technologies to the farmers and ranchers helped farm production increase dramatically. So after World War II, again, those technologies really helped to increase farm production. And with the number of farms in the U.S. Declined over the next five decades from 5.4 million to 1.9 million, farm production dramatically increased. So even though the amount of farms drastically decreased, farm production dramatically increased because of the new technologies and the research that Extension was doing. So in 1950, one farmer supported the food needs of about 15 and a half people. And in 1997, one farmer supported the food needs of almost 140. And today we're close to, I saw figures from 150 to 170 people. So you can see how that's dramatically increased, and a lot due because of the Cooperative Extension Service and the research. So after the last century, extension has adapted to changing times and landscapes, and we continue to do that. Now there are fewer than 2% of Americans farm for a living. And only 17% of Americans now live in rural areas. So at one point, when extension was developed, it really was for the farmers, the ranchers, those that live in rural areas. But we play a significant role in rural, urban, and suburban life. And we really do have an unprecedented reach, because there's over like 3,000 counties in the nation, and we reach to all 3,000 plus counties in the nation. So in extension, we help farmers and ranchers achieve greater success. We assist families with nutrition and family consumer sciences, or home economics. We prepare today's youth to become leaders of tomorrow. So we really do reach a wider audience. We really have the opportunity to touch every citizen in the United States. So here, locally, actually more at a state level, Kansas State University, which was originally named Kansas State Agricultural College, was founded in February 16th of 1863. It is the first operational land-grant institution. Okay, it's the nation's first operational land-grant institution created under the Morrill Act. And then when Congress passed the Smith-Lever Act of 1914, that created the Cooperative Extension Service. So we have been in existence for over 110 years. And the Cooperative Extension Service is an educational partnership between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the nation land-grant universities. So again, there's at least one land-grant university in every state in the nation, and the Cooperative Extension Service is through that land-grant university. So since then, we've been serving the people of Kansas by making educational accessible to all, disseminating research and knowledge, and engaging communities. So we continue to serve our ag producers, our small business owners, consumers, and families, and youth as well. Here locally, again, we were serving as our own separate counties, Osage, Franklin, and Anderson. But in 2010, Osage and Franklin County joined to form the Frontier District, and then Anderson County joined in 2014. So we're currently a team of 16 staff members located in the three different offices, the Garnett, Lennon, and Ottawa offices. We're governed by a 12-member board. We have four representatives from each county. And then beyond that, we also have what we call program development committees. And those committees actually serve as advisories for us. Kansas County and District law requires that we provide programming in four areas: Ag and Natural Resources, Community Development, Family Consumer Sciences, and 4-H Youth Development. So we have program development committees made up of members across our three counties that serve in advisory capacity. Really look at those local, the local data statistics and determine what our issues and priorities are that we need to address across our Frontier District. So I could share more information, but I'm going to stop for this morning. And I would just invite anyone who has questions or wants more information, contact me. I can be reached at our Ottawa office at 785-229-3520.
A lot of in-depth information. I love a bit of history.
Yes.
So tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Magazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.